Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guardians still have some discovering to do. Andy, is that an optimistic way of talking
about
the
outfield? Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Here's my question. Do they have a team that can get to 87 wins, 88 wins, and perhaps win the AL Central?
I have no idea.
I think the pitching's got the opportunity. If they don't, well, I mean, if they, when they trade Shane Bieber, you know, that's going to be the next question.
When Tom Withers was with us at noon, I mentioned, I said, there are questions with every guy in this rotation. And he said, yes. And so but they're not bad questions, you know, like with Bybee and Logan Allen, can you do it again? That's just a natural question for a guy who's coming off his rookie season. In the outfield, and I said this after when we went to break, and I once we hit break, and Dan said yes, and I want to bring this one up. I know they have some young guys, you know, who are on their way in the outfield. Chase DeLauder, clearly the main guy there. I keep wondering, hey, why is Stephen Kwan locked into left field?
Is he?
I don't know. It seems that way to me. And I know the idea of not messing with success. Stephen's won a couple of gold gloves in left field. He's outstanding. You don't think he could move to center and do a bang-up job?
Yeah, why not?
I do too. So do you not have somebody, and this, I think Tyler Freeman's an interesting young guy. I wish him nothing but the best of luck. Could you not be better off if you moved Kwan to center and put somebody who might be able to hit the ball in left field and, you know, like do with your corner outfielders what everybody else does with corner outfielders? And, you know,
put some power out there.
Yeah. Is it Rodriguez? Is he not ready? Is it Junkenzie Noel? Is he not ready? Is it, you know, is Will Brennan going to become something? I hope he does. That I'm pulling for all these guys, and I don't care which one it is. I wonder, is Kyle Manzardo absolutely locked into first base? Right now he's locked into Columbus. I keep thinking, why is this guy locked into first base? And I keep thinking the only reason that he's locked into first base is maybe he's not athletic enough to play the outfield. He's a left-handed hitter and a right-handed thrower. So take that whole left-handed first baseman thing and throw it out the window. Even though he hits left, he throws right. So that shouldn't mean you're locked into first base, should it? Shouldn't. In his entire career, according to baseballreference.com, even in the minors, he has not played the outfield. He's played nothing but first base. And I keep thinking, Tampa, why? What'd you do that for? I wonder. Wouldn't most first basemen, especially a right-handed first baseman, wouldn't you play a little outfield? Mike Hargrove played a little outfield. Mike was one heck of a first baseman.
Yeah, I think all those
guys. But Mike played a little outfield.
They're your natural guy, right? Your first baseman. To go out and play outfield, or sometimes.
Well, it's oftentimes you see that. I just, because I want Manzardo up here now if they think he's ready. I don't know why they wouldn't think he's ready. He had a good spring and he's got a lot of AAA at bats.
Well, I think
maybe he's an answer.
They also had hard decisions to make over the weekend. And I don't know that, you know, where they are today or maybe even where they are on opening day is where we're going to be sitting on May 1st saying, oh, remember what they had on the opening? How many times is this team historically, like, how long does that opening day roster normally stick around? It's normally broken up by the end of the month. And, you know, injuries are one thing, but a lot of times they say, you know what, hey, maybe we made a mistake bringing this guy up in the beginning of the month. But they're also, I think teams are more willing to give guys a little bit of a break in April than they would, say, June if they go into a hitting slump.
I would think, Andy, what's going to happen here, and, you know, maybe it's all service time. Maybe it is. And if it is, okay, well, then, you know, we've chomped on that bullet before. And maybe when Manzardo gets that service time, even though he can come up and with the new rules and blah, 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 regardless, maybe when that happens, he's up here. And maybe he's going to go down and play outfield in Columbus right now. I don't know. We'll see what their plan is. But I would think this. Remember a couple of years ago when my guy Bradley Zimmer was out there and I suggested I think they're just going to sort through the outfielders? Well, that's what they did. And somehow they determined that, you know, Will Benson was the guy, a guy to move on from, and that Nolan Jones was a guy to move on from. And, you know, you got Juan Brito for Nolan Jones. By all accounts, he had a great spring and is a great prospect. The only issue there is he's a second baseman. And you have a Gold Glove winner at second base in Andrés Giménez, who you could move to short if Rocchio doesn't work. Regardless, you've got overlap there in your middle infielder spots. And I will at some point in my life get past Nolan Jones not being a member of the Guardians.
At some point, you've got to let that
I know,
Jeff.
I know.
I mean, there's just
Andy,
nothing.
Andy, I know I do.
Sorry, bro.
Will Benson too.
You got to let it both go.
I know, but think about this right now.
Did you let?
Let me just throw something at you. Okay.
Okay. Did you let Brandon Phillips go?
Oh yeah, okay. Brandon. You know, I wasn't that crazy about Brandon.
But you let that go.
Loved always talking to Brandon.
Mistake,
he was always argumentative. I liked it.
Yeah.
Think about this. Let me just throw this at you, okay? You ready?
Sure.
This year, right now, Will Benson in left, Stephen Kwan in center, and Nolan Jones in right.
Yeah, stop going backwards, though, Jeff. There's nothing we can do
okay,
about
all right,
now.
Thank you. I'm done.
I mean, I understand it. You're wallowing in your own self-pity on this. Yeah, would I like that to be it? Oh, man, I'd be really happy if that's what it was.
Can you imagine a middle of the lineup that had Nolan Jones, Josh Naylor, Jose Ramirez? I'd like that. But that's regardless. Maybe Juan Brito becomes something or maybe the trade, whatever. I keep waiting. I've been waiting almost since we went on the air back in 1947 to get outfielders for this team that can provide
some pop.
How great
was that parade in 48? Oh, so much fun.
And it wasn't as good as it would have been if they had won the whole thing.
I just thought it was weird. Everybody was wearing suits out on the street. Like, no one was dressed casual.
I was waiting for the 54 parade, you know, after winning in 48 when they didn't have the greatest of teams.
Right.
In 54, you had the great team. You didn't win.
Maybe we had a convention. Maybe we had the convention in town.
Dang, Willie Mays. Sam's in Cleveland. Hi, Sam.
Sammy!
Yeah. You know what, Jeff? You shouldn't let it go because you should hold these guys accountable.
We've been doing it. I mean, how much longer? You've got to move on at some point. Yes, Jeff has clearly held them accountable.
If you're going to move on, they need to have a backup plan. I mean, they traded Yanier Diaz for a center fielder that, you know, for an organization that is very conservative about. So they signed this guy for $5 to $8 million a year. They send him down to the minors, and they don't even have a backup plan for center field. And what makes me nervous is that they brought up three rookie pitchers last year, and they stretched these guys to the max and didn't bring anybody in, a veteran, to help him out, and it's basically cross your fingers with McKenzie and Bieber. I have questions
about the rotation. Same thing as you're thinking.
Yeah, you know, and you look down in Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Reds signed Frankie Montas for 1 year, $16 million. I mean, that's the kind of, when we say do something, now I'm not looking to say sign a $100 million guy. Well, they did sign a $100 million guy, second baseman, who couldn't hit more than 230. But, you know, why don't you sign a low risk guy to add depth? I mean, that's why it's really hard to say when Antonetti says every time we make a decision, everything is based on us winning a World Series. I mean, they can talk about it, but their actions definitely do not back it up.
Hey, Sam, I just looked up something on Nolan Jones because I wanted to double check something. And instead, I got derailed by this headline. You ready?
Yeah.
Rocky's best player leaves spring training game after injury. Okay. I know he hurt his ankle the other day, but that wasn't what I was looking for. The DenverSports.com says Rocky's best player, and that's Nolan Jones.
From an organization that has not produced an outfielder since I can't even remember, and they just let these guys go. How about Santander, a Rule 5 draft guy that they let go to Baltimore? He's hitting 26 home runs. I think it's time for this organization gets off the hook from the media. This great organization, they're not a great organization. Their moves can be questioned.
There's something about outfielders, Sam, that, and I think you're right. I don't understand it. It's been a while since they've come up with the types of guys that we would like to have out there in those corner spots.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm not going back to the 90s. That's way too far back. But I just wonder, you know, because you passed up, I mean, Will Benson's 6'5", like 230 pounds, Andy. Is he the best player ever? I don't know, but man, I'd like to find out.
So the two of you, tell me when you're supposed to turn the page. Once you get someone to fill the spots that are as good as they are, or they retire?
I don't know, Andy.
When
you put somebody viable in those spots who might be more intriguing than what you have now. I keep
Chris
waiting Chambliss, for this. Would you move?
I'm just like Greg Nettles. I can't get over it. They haven't been able to win a World
the
Series.
The Twins are regretting
then.
Greg Nettles. Greg Nettles was a Twin first. We weren't the first team to screw it up with him.
Yeah, but we had him and we let you know. And what did we get? Fred Bean? I don't know.
Love so Freddie Bean.
Let's just or Dick Tidrow? I don't know. What did we? I can't let it go, Jeff.
Tom Buskey was a beast.
Buskey, that's right. We had all these. Steve Klein. I mean, come on. And now I can't let some of these things go. I'm not saying that they didn't make mistakes on those. I think they've been held accountable to a point. You're not going to let it go until you make it back to the playoffs and you win and you hope that those guys, because you're sitting around, now you're rooting against them. You're hoping they don't have success.
I'm not rooting against them.
Well, if they weren't playing well, we wouldn't be saying a word.
It's not their fault.
How many bust-out guys have they sent out of here that never did anything once they left?
It's not their fault.
There are plenty of those. No one wants to bring those guys up.
It's not their fault, Andy Baskin.
Where's Carl Sadler?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.